For I've had enough of this world and its pleasures. I will arise and go forth to the house of my Yah. I will arise and go forth to the house of my Father. I will arise and go forth to the house of my Yah. House of my Yah.
Shalom, and welcome to today's teaching on the Hebraic roots of Christianity, where we study first century Christianity and the faith that Jesus, whose Hebrew name is Yeshua, which means salvation, taught his disciples. And now, Hebraic roots teacher Eddie Chumney of Hebraic Heritage Ministries International.
Shalom, I'm Eddie Chumney of Hebraic Heritage Ministries, and we welcome you to today's teaching on the subject Yeshua, the Word of the Lord. This is part two of the series.
Targum Jonathan to Leviticus chapter 26, verse 46. It was the Word of the Lord that gave the Torah to Israel. These are the statutes and the orders of the judgments and decrees of the Torah, which the Lord appointed between His Word and the sons of Israel in the mountain of Sinai by the hand of Moshe. James chapter 4, verse 12. We see in the Brit Hadashah, the renewed covenant, that the one who saves, which is Yeshua, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, you will call his name Yeshua because he will save his people from their sins. James chapter 4, verse 12, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Targum Onkelos to Exodus chapter 31, verse 13, the Sabbath is a sign between Israel and the word of the Lord. And the sons of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to fulfill the Sabbath unto their generations, a statute forever. Between my word and the sons of Israel, it is a sign forever. We see that the Sabbath is a remembrance of creation. Exodus chapter 20, verses 9 and 11. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth. And who's the one that made heaven and earth? The word of the Lord. The sea and all that is in them. And he rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. The Sabbath is a remembrance of the historical Egyptian redemption. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15. And remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out through a mighty hand and by stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. The Sabbath is a remembrance of the restoration of the house of Jacob, the uniting of the 12 tribes of Israel. And that Sabbath celebration is messianic times. It is when Yeshua sets up his kingdom. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7 and verse 10. Alas, for that day is great so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he will be saved out of it. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord. Neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Well, when he returns from exile to the land of Israel, and when he's in rest and in quiet, he is in Sabbath. And so the celebration of the uniting of the 12 tribes of Israel is Sabbath, which prophetically is the messianic era. Yeshua is our Sabbath rest. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for a banner, an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Yeshua says in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your souls. Yeshua is the Lord of the Sabbath. Mark chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. He said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Targum Onkelos to Exodus chapter 16, verse 8. In the wilderness, Israel murmured against the word of the Lord. Moses said, when the Lord will give you at evening flesh to eat and bread in the morning to satisfy, while are heard before the Lord your tumults against him. For what are we? Your tumults are not against us, but against the word of the Lord. John chapter 6, in parallel to what the children of Israel did in the wilderness, we see in John chapter 6, the setting is Passover, and the Jews are murmuring against Yeshua. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. They said, is not this Yeshua, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I came down from heaven? Yeshua therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. Targum Jonathan to Numbers chapter 11, verse 20. Israel rebelled against the word of the Lord in the wilderness. Because you've been contemptuous against the word of the Lord, whose glorious Shekinah dwells among you, and because you have wept before him, saying, why should we have come out from Mitzrayim, or Egypt? We see in Psalm chapter 78, verse 35, Israel rebelled against their Redeemer in the wilderness. And they remembered that God was their rock, the high God, their Redeemer. So the children of Israel rebelled or murmured against the word of the Lord, who is their Redeemer, who is their rock, who is their God. Psalm 78, verse 40. How often they did provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. They did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Messiah. Targum Jonathan to Exodus chapter 32 and verse 35. It was the word of the Lord that plagued Israel. And the word of the Lord plagued the people because they had bowed themselves to the calf that Aaron had made. Targum Jonathan to Numbers chapter 21, verse 8. Israel's heart is to be on the name of the word of the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, make you a serpent of brass and set upon a place aloft. And it shall be that when a serpent has bitten anyone, if he behold it, then shall he live, if his heart be directed to the name of the word of the Lord. And Moses made a serpent of brass and set it upon a place aloft. And it was, when a serpent had bitten a man, and the serpent of brass was gazed at, and his heart was intent upon the name of the word of the Lord, he lived. Our heart is to be for Yeshua. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. But what says it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Yeshua and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Targum Onkelos to Numbers chapter 9, verse 21. It was the word of the Lord that led Israel in the wilderness. By the word of the Lord, the sons of Israel journeyed, and by the word of the Lord, they encamped. All the days that the cloud rested, they remained. However long the time the cloud was upon the tabernacle, however many the days, the sons of Israel kept the watch of the word of the Lord and journeyed not. And if the cloud was over the tabernacle a number of days, according to the word of the Lord, they remained. And by the word of the Lord, they went forward. So Yeshua is not only the word of the Lord, but he is the glory of the Lord that filled the tabernacle. He is the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night that the children of Israel followed. He is the Shekinah. Targum Onkelos, the Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. The word of the Lord was with Israel in the wilderness. These 40 years, the word of the Lord your God has been your helper. You have not wanted anything. Targum Onkelos, the Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30. It was the word of the Lord that fights your enemies in the promised land. But I said to you, be not broken hearted, fear them not. The word of the Lord who leads on before you will fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Mitzrayim or Egypt in your sight. Targum Jonathan to Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 21. It was the word of the Lord that brought Israel into the promised land. We were servants to Pharaoh in Mitzrayim or Egypt, and the word of the Lord brought us out of Mitzrayim with a mighty hand, and the word of the Lord wrought signs, great wonders, and sore plagues on Mitzrayim and upon Pharaoh and all the men of his house, which our eyes beheld. But us he led forth free to bring us in and give us the land which he sware to our father. Psalm chapter 44 verses 2 and 3. It was the right hand or the arm, which is the word of the Lord, that defeated the enemies of Israel in the promised land. How you did drive out the heathen with your hand and plant of them, how you did afflict the people and cast them out, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your countenance, because you had a favor unto them. Psalm 98 verse 1. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and holy arm has gotten him the victory. Targum Jonathan to Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 29. Israel is saved in the name of the word of the Lord. Happy are you, O Israel, who of all the nations are like you, a people saved in the name of the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is Israel's salvation. From the book by Rabbi Zvi Nasi, 1863, entitled Plurality in the Godhead, or How Can Three Be One? Referring to Targum Jonathan ben Uziel of Genesis 49 verse 18. I have waited for your salvation, O Lord. Our father Jacob said, according to Targum Jonathan ben Uziel, my soul does not wait for a salvation such as that wrought out by Gideon, the son of Joash, for that was but temporal, neither for a salvation like that of Samson, which was only transitory, but for that salvation which you have promised to come through your word unto your people, the children of Israel. For your salvation, my soul hopes. In the book, The Middle Pillar by James Trim on page 69, referring to Targum Jonathan to Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17 and verse 25, Targum Jonathan says, but Israel shall be saved by the word of Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. By the word of the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified or saved. From the book The Middle Pillar by James Trim, page 69, referring to Targum Jonathan to Hosea chapter 1 verse 7, but I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and I will save them, the house of Judah, by the word of the Lord your God. Acts chapter 4 verse 10 and verse 12, we are saved in the name of Yeshua. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Yeshua HaMashiach of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Yeshua is our Savior. Luke chapter 2 verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Acts chapter 13 verse 23. Of this man's seed has God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Yeshua. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach. Targum Jonathan to Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 39. It is the word of the Lord that redeems Israel. When the word of the Lord shall reveal himself to redeem his people, he will say to all the nations, behold now that I am he who am and was and will be, and there is no other God beside me. I, my word, kill and make alive. I smite the people of the Beth Israel, and I will heal them at the end of days, and there will be none who can deliver them from my hand. Yeshua is the Redeemer of Israel. Job chapter 19, verse 25. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he will stand at the latter day upon the earth. Romans chapter 11, verse 26. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, there will come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Yeshua died for our sins. Titus chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 14. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Yeshua Messiah, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. Yeshua redeemed us by his shed blood, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Yeshua redeemed us by his shed blood, as we can see from Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, and they sung a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the book, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Targum Jonathan to Numbers chapter 14, verse 19. The word of the Lord forgives sin. And the word of the Lord said, behold, I have absolved and pardoned according to your word. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2 and verse 6. Yeshua has power to forgive sin. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Yeshua, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven you. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go unto your house. It is the blood of Yeshua that takes away our sin. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. We see that it's the blood of Yeshua that takes away our sin. Romans chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Messiah Yeshua, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Yeshua. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. We once again see that it is the blood of Yeshua that takes away our sin. And from Yeshua Messiah, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Targum Jonathan to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 6. The word of the Lord hears our prayers and makes petitions for us. But the word of the Lord sits upon his throne, high and lifted up, and hears our prayer, what time we pray before him, and makes our petition. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 through 15, Yeshua hears our prayers. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Yeshua is our intercessor. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Who is he that condemns? It is Messiah that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. We see that Yeshua is our intercessor. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22 and verse 25. By so much was Yeshua made a surety of a better testament. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. We see that Yeshua is our intercessor from 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua, Messiah, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Targum Jonathan, Abraham prayed in the name of the word of the Lord. Pray before your Father who is in heaven, from whose bounty you have eaten and drunk. And they stirred not from their place until the time when he had made them proselytes and had taught them the way everlasting. And Abraham prayed and prayed there in the name of the word of the Lord, the God of eternity. The word of the Lord is the God of eternity. Targum Jonathan, Hagar prayed in the name of the word of the Lord. And Hagar gave thanks and prayed in the name of the word of the Lord. Yeshua instructed us that we are to pray to the Father in his name. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. After this manner pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. John chapter 14, verse 13. Yeshua says, and whatsoever you will ask in my name, that will I do. John chapter 15, verse 16. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Targum Jonathan to Exodus chapter 14 and verse 31. Israel believed in the name of the word of the Lord. And Israel saw the power of the mighty hand by which the Lord had wrought the miracles in Mitzrayim, or Egypt, and the people feared before the Lord and believed in the name of the word of the Lord and in the prophecies of Moses, his servant. We are to believe in the name of Yeshua. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Targum Jonathan, we are to trust in the name of the word of the Lord. Blessed shall be the man who trusts in the name of the word of the Lord and whose confidence is the word of the Lord. Targum Onkelos to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Israel must obey the word of the Lord. He said, if hearkening, you will hearken unto the word of the Lord your God, and will do what is right in his eyes, and will listen to his precepts, and keep all of his statutes, none of these maladies which I've set upon Mitzrayim will I put upon you. For I am the Lord your healer. We are to obey Yeshua. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 6 and verse 9. And he says also in another place, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all those that obey him. Targum Jonathan to Exodus chapter 17, verse 15. The word of the Lord is my banner. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it, the word of the Lord is my banner. Targum Jonathan to Numbers chapter 27, verse 16. The word of the Lord rules over the souls of men. And Moses spake before the Lord, saying, may the word of the Lord, who rules over the souls of men, and by whom has been given the inspiration of the spirit of all flesh, appoint a faithful man over the congregation. Targum Jonathan, it is the word of the Lord that judges the earth. And the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and he passed judgment upon them by his word.
Well, that's going to conclude part two of the series on the subject, Yeshua, the Word of the Lord. Shalom in Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
Thank you, Eddie. This is Stephen Morgan, and all of us here at Hebraic Heritage Ministries pray that you have enjoyed today's teaching. If you've been blessed, will you help us to share this message with others? Hebraic Heritage Ministries is supported by your generous financial gifts. In order to help you in your studies and to help us share this message with others, we are offering today the DVD, Yeshua, the Lawgiver, for free for a love gift of any amount to the ministry. Hebraic Heritage Ministries also offers a monthly discipleship program. If you are interested in starting a fellowship group in your area, let us know. We would like to help you. Please contact us for more details. Our website is hebroots.org. That's HEBROOTS.ORG. We would like to hear from you. Please send us an email. Finally, in order to take advantage of today's free offer, please mention this product offer and please mail your love gift to Hebraic Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 81, Strasburg, that's Strasburg, Ohio, 44680. Until next time, may Yeshua richly bless you.